From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Military personnel stationed in Missouri will see their tax burden eased next year. Governor Jay Nixon signed several bills into law on Tuesday, including one that gives active duty military stationed in Missouri a 100% deduction on taxes earned from their military salaries.
Members of the military who are stationed out of state can already deduct 100% of their earnings from income. So it's only fair to give the same benefit to our servicemen and women stationed here in Missouri.
Meanwhile, Nixon also vetoed several bills yesterday. Those he vetoed included one that would have given agriculture and mining interests more representation on Missouri's Clean Water Commission at the expense of members of the public.
The Clean Water Commission has responsibility for everybody's water, not just factories, not just farms, not just utilities, but the water we drink and the water we use.
Three additional vetoed bills would have provided various tax breaks and deductions that he says would have cut a $60 million hole in the state budget. Republicans have called that cost estimate overblown. Nixon also vetoed a bill that would have created new tax breaks for yoga classes and martial arts studios. Governor Jay Nixon says he does not want to be president of the University of Missouri system. Nixon told reporters on Tuesday that he's not seeking the position and will not accept it if it's offered to him. The University of Missouri Governing Board is searching for a new president. Former system president Tim Wolf resigned in November amid campus protests. Mike Middleton is currently leading the university system on an interim basis. Governor Nixon is barred by term limits from seeking re-election. His final term ends in January. Governor Jay Nixon says he will likely freeze tens of millions of dollars of spending in Missouri's new budget. Missouri's roughly $27 billion operating budget for the 2017 fiscal year is set to take effect Friday. Nixon said on Tuesday that he wants to analyze the final revenue figures for the current fiscal year before announcing his initial spending restrictions for the new budget on July 6th. The governor said the budget passed by the Republican-led legislature will clearly require some spending restrictions. He said the exact amount remains to be determined, but will be in the tens of millions of dollars. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.